The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
B'shem Hashem, Na'aseh v'Nasliach, Masechet Shavuot. We are beginning today's Masechet on Daf Bet. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehem b'Gan Eden, ve'Eliyahu ben Allegra. This Daf is being studied. The Rifuah Shelema Dina Batzara and the Refenanara for the Nefesh or for the Guf for the Tekra of the Bobe Chenya Rasom and Amar Amen. We begin today's Daf on the bet right at the Mishnah. Happens to be today's Daf is all one long Mishnah. There is no Gemara on today's Daf. Comes the Mishnah and begins Shivuot Shetayim Shehen Arba. A Mishnah begins with the dinim of swears. There's a type of swear that's called a shivuat bitui sfatayim. It's a shivuat that you express with your lips. Not that it's you're in betin necessarily with monetary and things like that. So you swear to do this, you swear to do that. It's called shivuat bitui sfatayim. So there's two primary shivuot that are mentioned in the Torah. These two shivuot have another two subsidiary shivuot. So it's shtayim shen arba. Now she explains shivuot shetayim shen arba b'shvuat b'tui sfatayim akatu b'vayikra etzel korban odeh b'yored kama gwez b'perich shilishi. Okay, shtayim ketivi b'kra dektiv lehara o lehetiv. There's two types of shivuot. One shivuot is lehara, you make a shivuot for the bad. And another type of shivua is le'etiv, for the good. Mefaresh b'mishnah perek shilishi, ochal, I swear I'm going to eat. That's a good swear, that's le'etiv. Lo ochal, I swear that I'm not going to eat. Le'ara, that's le'ara. She'me'ane et atzmo, because he's torturing himself by not eating. So those are the two shivuot that are written in the Torah, le'ara or le'etiv. I swear I'm going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. Ve'uadin lechol davar shuhen ve'lav. For that matter, any positive and negative item, the lehaba, in a future item, the lehara or le'etiv lehaba mashma. From the Torah, the shivua is mashma, it's a future item. Lehara, I swear I'm going to eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. These are things that are in the future, the futuristic. And in, later on we're going to see that the Torah is going to include even things that are not for the good or for the bad. From the Torah you only have two shivuot, lehara or lehetiv, in the future. So how did those two shivuot turn into four? Yes, we're going to see that there's extra words in the Pesukim. First we're going to see that there's extra words. Even shivot in the past tense, kegon achalti veulo achal, ulo achalti veachal, which means I swear I ate, and he really didn't eat, or I swear I didn't eat, and he really did eat. So therefore, the two from the Torah are davar vehepucho leatid, and the ones from the that we learn from the pesukim that are not explicitly are two shivot the shavat. And the past tense. That's how the Mishnah starts off. Shivuot, Shetayim, Shehen, Arba. Now we go to the next case. Yidi'ot at-tum'ah. Regarding knowing or knowledge regarding tum'ah, which Rashi will explain to us what this is talking about. Again, Shetayim, Shehen, Arba. There's two explicit cases, and we really learn from those two cases an additional two cases. What's Yidi'ot at-tum'ah? Rashi. Yidi'ot at-tum'ah, Hiyuv korban olev v'yored. There's a certain type of korban that's called an olev yored. Rashi later on is going to explain to us what exactly this olev yored is. Mahmat tum'at mikdash mekadashav. By entering the bet mikdash, that's tum'at mikdash, when a person is tameh, or eating something that's kodesh when a person is tameh. Tum'at mikdash mekadashav. Haketuvah etz shivuat bitui o nefesh kitega. What did they do? Sheneknas b'shogeg lemikdash achal tum'ah zu o achal basar kodesh. He got tameh, and by mistake he entered the bet hamikdash. That's tumat mikdash, or he ate something that is kodesh. Shtayim shen arba. Shtayim ketiv edikli v'ne'alam nemenu v'hu tameh. What's the case? V'ne'alam nemenu v'hu tameh. Mashma shenet'alema nemenu tum'ah. Which means he knew that he was tameh at a certain point, and then he forgot that he was tameh. So again, nitalema means he forgot, because he had a yidi'ah that he was tameh. At a certain point, he forgot he was tameh, and he entered the Beit HaMikdash. And then why did he realize after, oh boy, I was tameh, then he asked me a korban. Or he realized he was tameh, and then he forgot and ate kadashim, and after he ate the kodesh, he realized that he was tameh. So those are the two cases of the Torah. Achal kodesh aleh achat, or shenichnas HaMikdash aleh shtayim. The reason why it's called yidi'ot tumah, because you have to have yidi'ah. The only time you're going to be hayav to bring a korban is if he knew that he was tameh at one point and then he forgot that he was tameh. He has to have yidi'ah b'tumah, and then they're forgetting, and then he eats the kodesh or he walks to the Beit HaMikdash. Those are the two cases. Shein arba, what are the two additional cases? Yesh terabot min ha-mikra. עוד שני חיובים. העלם קודש ועלם מקדש וזכורו את התומה. Means the guy knows that he's tameh, but he didn't realize that he walked into the Beit HaMikdash, or he didn't realize that he walked ate the Kodesh. So it's the reverse cases. The first cases are on the guy. He forgot that he's tameh. The second case is on the item. That he remembered he was tameh, he just didn't know that he was walking into the Beit HaMikdash or the fact that he was eating kodesh. So those are yidi'ot tumah, shtayim shehen arba. Two cases explicitly in the Torah that we come out to four cases. Now we continue. The next one we should know already from Masechet Shabbat. Yitzi'ot Shabbat, shtayim shehen arba. When it comes to carrying on Shabbat, the cases of carrying are primarily two cases that lead to four cases. Look at the Rashi. Yitzi'ot Shabbat, shtayim shehen arba. הוציא מרשות יחיד לשות רבים. רק פשוט. רשות יחיד לשות רבים. למדנו מן המקרא שחייב. הוא לא יחייב לדוס את שני. הרי הוא נורא בפרק, אז הולך בסכת שבת. אז ויסב משה, ויעבירו כל במחנה. לא תפיקו, זה תרגום נאו. לא תפיקו מרשות היחיד לשות רבים. Don't take out from רשות היחיד לשות רבים. זהו שתיים. That's two cases right there. What are the two cases? אחד לעומד בחוץ. One guy is in the shoot rabim, and he stuck his hand in the shoot and brought it out. That's lachutz. And one is from a bifnim, and he's inside, and he lifted up an item and stuck it outside. Those are two cases of hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means you're always bringing from the shoot yachid to the shoot harabim. So you got the two cases? Either you're standing in the shoot yachid, and you lift an item up and you put it in the Rishut Arabim, or you're standing in the Rishut Arabim, you stuck your hand in the Rishut Yachid, and you brought it out. Both cases, the item is ending up in the Rishut Arabim, that's considered Chotza'ah. Those are the two cases of the Torah, and then watch in Arba. The Arba is going to be the reverse cases, Haknasa, where you're bringing the item in to the Rishut HaYachid. Meaning you're standing in the Rishut Arabim, right? And you pick the item and you put it in the Rishut Hayachid, or you were standing in the shoot yachid and you put your hand in the shoot rabim, you grabbed an item and you put it into the shoot yachid. Rashi, yes, l'mod me'elu shechashem shekpida Torah mirishut rishut botzaah, just like the Torah was makpid one taking things out of one domain by otzaah, kach ikpida b'achnasa. So the Torah is worried about achnasa bringing in. Vare en shtayim, achat tomet b'fnim, guys, standing in the shoot yachid. Yoshit yadol achot zot rochav zich vichni, so you brought it into the shoot yachid. Vachat tomet b'chutz, he's standing in the shoot rabim. Vyatsa v'natav chavis b'mekom, he took it into the shoot rabim, v'yoshitu b'fnim, and you brought it inside v'nicho. So those again, two cases of Shabbat, of Hotza'ah, that turn into four cases of Hachnasa. Comes the Mishnah continues. Mar'ot nega'im, shnayim shehen arba. Marot negaim. Okay, those are the tzara'at. The tzara'at is what? Two cases of the Torah, but actually four. Rashi. Marot negaim. Sham metzora mevi alem korban letarato. Metzora is coming a korban. Shnayim ketuvim b'mikra. Se'et ubaheret. Ve'en chalukim mar'en. Okay, we're going to see what the se'et and baheret are. Shen arba'a. Yesh rabot tolda lezu v'tolda lezu. Good. The Se'et and the Ba'eret, they have one Todah that comes out of both of them, that comes out to four. Okay, so basically, our Mishnah discussed four cases that are Shtayim Shen Arba. Shivuot, Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, Yitzi'ot HaShabbat, and Mar'ot Nega'im. Now the Mishnah continues. Et sheyesh ba Yidi'ah B'techila, V'Yidi'ah B'sof, ויעלם בינתיים, הרי זה בעונה ויורד.
Oh, that's the classical case, the Mishnah, for some reason, skips Shavuot for now, even though we're in Masechet Shavuot, and it jumps to the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. That's going to be the subject of the Mishnah. What's the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah? So the Mishnah gives us the classical case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. He knew he was Tameh. That's a Yidi'ah. He forgot that he was Tameh. Walked into the Beit HaMikdash and then remembered that he was Tameh. So you have Yidi'ah B'Tchilah, V'Yidi'ah B'Sof, V'Eileim B'Emsa. In that case over there, when he remembers that he was Tameh, he has to bring what's called the Korban Oleh V'Yored. Look at Rashi. Et sheyesh ba Yidi'ah Kule Atum'akai. Go back to the Tum'akais. V'Gamma Mefaresh, Amman Mefaresh B'Lid Tum'ah B'Reshah V'Yetziot. Right, period. Why is the Mishnah explaining Tum'ah B'Reshah? B'Yetziot, Tum'arot, Kul Hadar, Hadar, Mefaresh, B'Sekhet, Nidah. Right. I don't have to discuss Shabbat, because Shabbat already we discussed it in that Masechet Shabbat. In Nega'im also we'll discuss it in its own Masechet. Lakin lo Pirshu Ba'im Masechet. Why didn't you haka Mishum Nidamu Nadeh B'Shtayim Shel Arba? The reason why we put it over here, because it's similar to the two that's four. We're not going to discuss Shabbat in this Masechet. We're not going to discuss Nega'im in this Masechet. The reason why we put it there, because it's a case of two that's four. But the Gemara is going to ask, why did you skip Shavuot and jump to Yidi'ot HaTum'ah? Next Rashi. Yidi'ah B'Tchilah Shiyadah Shinitma V'Yidi'ah B'Sof משאכל את הקודש, after he ate the קודש, בעלם, או נכנס למקדש, או ינתן למקדש, ויצא ונודע לו שבתומעה אכל, או בתומעה נכנס, good. ויעלם בינתיים, and in between he had a forgetting. כשאכל את הקודש, נעלמה ממנו תומעה, או קודש, והכן נכנס למקדש, נעלמה ממנו תומעה, או מקדש. הרי זו, בקורבן מפורש באותה פרשה. נעצקות, הקורבן עולה ויורד. The fluctuating קורבן, it goes up, and goes down, meaning depending on the economic status of the person that made the avon, that she says la'ashir hatat behema. If he's a ashir, it means a hatat behema. Ulani off, a poor guy brings a bird. Ulidal shebedalim, and a very impoverished person asiri ta'ifa. He brings a asiri ta'ifa of solid. Vehi minchat chote ha'amura bechol makom. That's called minchat chote. That's the minchat of the sinner. וזהו לשון עולה ויורד. לעשיר עולה ולעני יורד. נדר עולה ויורד. For the עשיר it's up, and for the עני it's low. וגם מפרש מנהל את זה בידיעה בתחילה שווה על מטה וכלית. Okay, good. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Let's read again. 1, 2, 3, third line. את שיש בה ידיעה בתחילה, וידיעה בסוף, נעלם בינתיים, הרי זה בעולה ויורד. יש בה ידיעה בתחילה, ואין בה ידיעה בסוף. As another case, let's say you have ידיעה in the beginning, he knew he was tameh, and then he forgot, and then he went into the Beit HaMikdash and he never remembered again. He never realized that he made the avon, because he doesn't have ידיעה בסוף. That means he knew he was tameh at one point, and then all of a sudden it eluded him, he forgot about it. He walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he never remembered after that. Now how is he going to get kapara for such avon? He can't bring a korban because he doesn't know he made the sin. So it says, "Se'ir na'asa b'fnim, ve'yom kippurim tole, ad shi'vada' lo, ve'yavi be'ole ve'yored." So in the interim, to stave off the punishment until he realizes what he did, so the se'ir that they bring on Yom Kippur b'fnim, the se'ir panim, which we'll see what that means, and Yom Kippurim itself, puts him in a state where the punishment will not come on him until he's able to realize what he did. I guess he has a yidi'ah, and then he can bring a korban. All of you are in. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Se'ir ha-na'asa b'fnim. Very important facts here. Shelosha se'irim na'asim l'sibur b'yom kippurim. There are three se'irim brought on Kippur. Echad matan damo l'fnim. One, they sprinkle the blood inside. וחברו משתלח לעזאזל. The other one, they throw off the mountain, עזאזל. כמה שכתוב באחרי מות, קשור לאחרי מות. ואחד, קרב במזויח חיצון. That's the מוסף, במוספים. וכתוב בפרשת, פניחס. עם שאר כל מוספי המועדות. So therefore you see what? You see you have over here three קורבנות on Kippur of Sa'ir. Sa'ir פנים, Sa'ir חוץ, which is the מוסף, and then the Sa'ir לעזאזל. So the Gemara is saying, Mishnah is saying over here, that if a person has a yidi'ah, a ha'alem, and he doesn't have a yidi'ah in the end, so then the se'ir that's brought on Kippur, bifnim, is going to be mechaper on such a avon. Tole, lehagen alav min ha'yisurim. What is this korban going to do? It's going to protect them from the punishment. Even though he doesn't know he sinned, yesh lo lidog shekol ha-shogegim sedichim kapara lech sheyidu. Listen, when the guy finds out, he needs a kapara. Therefore, alma kodim yidia anushim him.
Wow.
If you need a kapara when you're going to find out about it, that means until you find out about it, you're subject to punishment. Because bottom line, it's an avon. Or it's a shogeg. So therefore, the hadush is that the kippur is going to delay his punishment until he has a yidia. So far we discussed two cases. We discussed the case of yidia. He'alem yidi'ah. That's a classic case of Olev Yorid. Yidi'ah, he'alem, no yidi'ah. That's Kippur and the Korban Sa'i B'Klim. Continue the Mishnah. Em ba yidi'ah b'tchila, aval yesh ba yidi'ah b'sof. Okay, that's another case. Let's say he didn't realize he was Tameh in the beginning. So when he went into the Beit HaMikdash, it was without a yidi'ah b'chlal. And then after he came out of the Beit HaMikdash, he realized that indeed he was Tameh. So this is the case. No Yidi'ah entering, and then a Yidi'ah. There, you need the Sa'ir and the Asab Bahutz. That's the Sa'ir that's brought outside. That's the Korban Musaf of Kippur is Mechaper. V'yom Kippurim Mechaper. It atones. Shnei Amar, Millebad, Chatat Kippurim. Amar Sheze Mechaper, Ze Mechaper. מה פנימי אין מחפר אלא על דבר שיש בה ידיעה והפחיצון אין מחפר אלא על דבר שיש בה ידיעה. Let's read what that means in Rashi. Rashi, first wide line. אין בה ידיעה בתחילה שלא ידע בתומעה מימיו זה. זה לא יבוא לכלל קורבן עוד לעולם. שאין קורבן בו בא אלא על שיש בו ידיעה בתחילה. The guy cannot bring a קורבן in this case. Olev Yored is only brought when there's a Yedi'ah in the beginning. This guy doesn't have a Yedi'ah. Okay, when he had a Yedi'ah, the Basof says, Se'id an'asa b'chutz, v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. V'yom ha'kippurim hu atzmo mu'id l'makomah, which means, the day itself of Kippur, plus the Korban, will be mechaper. Shne'emar ki yom kippurim hu. The day itself is mechaper. Shne'emar, b'se'id an'asa b'chutz, shenatat, when the Torah talks about the Sa'ir Bahutz, it says Milibad Chatat Kippurim. Chatat Kippurim is the Korban that's brought Bifnim. That means the Torah is making a hekesh between the Sa'ir Bahutz and the Sa'ir Bifnim. What's the hekesh? Hikisham nechay katuv lemet shalmaz sheze mechaper ze mechaper. That just like the inner Korban is mechaper when there was a yidi'ah b'tchilah, this is going to be mechaper also when there was a yidi'ah. When? Basof. The Rebbe is going to say, how come it's not mechaper on the same thing? Why is this yidi'ah b'tchilah? But that's the kish. That again, the sa'ir b'fnim is mechaper on yidi'ah b'tchilah, not mechaper. I'm sorry, don't say the word mechaper. The sa'ir b'fnim is toleh. It just stays off the yisurin until he has a yidi'ah lebasof. Masha'ekin, the sa'ir b'chutz, that's mechaper. Because he didn't have a yidi'ah in the beginning. When he had no yidi'ah in the beginning, he never bring a korban. You need the kippur to mechaper for you. But he has yidi'ah in the end, so the sa'ir b'chutz will be mechaper. Very good. Comes the Mishnah, continues. מה הפנימי אין מחפר אלא דבר שיש בו ידיעה? אף חיצון מחפר אלא דבר שיש בו ידיעה. ועד שאין בידיעה, לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. That's a case we didn't see yet. That's because there's no ידיעה בכלל. He don't know he was tameh. He never knows he was tameh. So for sure the guy cannot bring a korban. But does the guy need a kapara? The Gemara says he does. Because Barman, he did walk into the Beit HaMikdash or eat Kodesh בתומעה. Albeit he never realized it. So the deen is, Se'ir, הרגלים וסעירי ראשי חודשים מקפרים. There's two other סעירים that we didn't talk about yet. The סעירים that you bring on the רגלים, on the שלוש רגלים, וסעירי ראשי חודשים. Or the סעיר that we bring on the חודש, that's מקפר for these types of עברות דברי, רבי יהודה הראשי, on the bottom. Two lines of the one. סעירי הרגלים, הרגלים. בכל רגלים נאמר סעיר חטאת. Okay? Now, how do we know that that korban is mekaper for this? We have to look for the Gemara. So again, if a person has no yidi'ah bichlal, So the korbanot that they bring on the regalim or the sa'ir that they bring on Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seire regalim mechaperim, aval lo Seire Rashi Chodashim. Oh, Rabbi Shimon argues. The sa'ir of the regalim will mechaper on this avon, but not the Rashi Chodashim. Aval ma Seire Rashi Chodashim mechaperim. So quote Rabbi Shimon, what is the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh mechaper on? Al tahor she'achal et tameh. New story. Adam tahor, that she says on the top line, she'achal et kodesh tameh. New story. A guy who's tahor that ate kodesh that's tameh, he needs a kapara. He's not bringing a korban. According to the Mishnah, which korban during the year is mechaper for such a avod? The sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Good. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir comes along and says, "Kol ha-se'irin kaparatan sheve al tumat mekdash vekadashav." Rashi. Third line. "Kol ha-se'irin kaparatan sheve kol se'ire musafin ben se'ir na'asa b'chutz yom kippurim ben shel regalim ben shel rashi chodashim kaparatan sheve." כולם מחפרים על כל בין על שאין בידיעה בתחילה ויש בידיעה לסוף בין על שאין בידיעה לא בתחילה ולא בסוף בין על טעות שאכל את חטאתמה. Wow. So according to Rabbi Meir, the three se'irim, the se'ir of Rosh Chodesh, the se'ir of the regalim, and the se'ir of Kippur that's na'asa b'chutz, these are mechaper on all the cases. We have a yidi'ah b'tchilah, but we have a yidi'ah b'tchilah, so then already that type of item you need a korban oleh v'yored. Leave yidi'ah b'tchilah. It'll be mechaper on. No yidi'ah b'tchilah v'yesh yidi'ah b'sof. No yidi'ah b'tchilah and no yidi'ah l'b'sof. Or a case where a person was tahor that ate something that was kodesh. So all these cases over there, you're relying on the three se'irim. Right, which is if you have a tum'ah between one of the korbanot, the next korban will be mechaperet. Which means if you had a tum'ah between the regalim and Rosh Chodesh, so the next Rosh Chodesh say will be mechaperet. Or from Rosh Chodesh, in between Rosh Chodesh and Kippur. So the Kippur will be mechaperet. Any one of these korbanot can be mechaperet for the sins that you did in the interim. Aval sa'ir na'asa bifnim. Oh, that doesn't work. The Sa'ir Bifnim only has one function, according to everybody. That's a case where you had a Yidi'ah B'tchila. You didn't yet realize what you did. You walked into the Bet, you didn't realize. So the Yisurin will be knocked out from the Sa'ir Pinim. Once you realize what you did, then you go back to the Oleh V'yored. So Sa'ir Pinim is a case of Yidi'ah B'tchila V'en Yidi'ah B'sof. Until he figures it out. According to Rabbi Meir, all the other situations can be mechaper with any of the other se'irim. The se'ir chutz of Kippur, the se'ir Rashi Chodashim, or the se'ir of the Shalosh Regalim. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon used to say, Se'ir Rashi, and not only that, I'm sorry, I'll go further. And according to Rabbi Meir, a tahor that ate Kadashim, Betum'ah, Kadashim that were Tameh, also the Se'irim are going to be Mechaper. Now Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Se'irei Rashi Chodashim Mechaperim on Tahor Shechal on Tameh. He says, no, Se'irei Rashi Chodashim is the only Se'ir that's Mechaper on Tahor Shechal Tameh, Veshel Regalim Mechaperim on She'en Be'yidi'ah, Lo Betchila Velo Besof, and the Regalim is Mechaper when there is no Yidi'ah בכלל, ושאני יום הכיפורים מכבר שאין בה ידיעה בתחילה ויש בה ידיעה בסוף. וואו. So according to Rabbi Shimon, each chatat is specific to a certain sin. That's שיהיה חודשים, that's טהור שאכל את הטמא. That's ראש חודש. Regarding the regalim, that's when there was no ידיעה, no בתחילה and no בסוף. That's you rely on regalim. And Kippur, that's when you had yidi'ah b'tchilah, you still didn't have a yidi'ah b'sof, pending, that'll take care of that situation. So according to Rabbi Shimon,
say b'chutz.
I said Pinim, I'm sorry. Nadai, so in Bahot. We'll be Mechapera until he realizes. So you see over here what? According to Mishimon, each Sa'id has a different function. Yes? And after the Gemara says, Amru no. Ma'u shiyikribu ze baze. She'ela. Let's say, on Kippur, you designated the Sa'ir. Sa'ir Bahutz. What happened? You lost it. You lost the Qurban. Now, after a while, you found the Sa'ir of Kippur that you designated. Can you bring that Sa'ir as a Sa'ir for Rosh Chodesh? 6 months later, the Sa'ir of Kippur surfaced. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh has to be a Qurban, yeah? Could you bring the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh now from a Sa'ir of Kippur? What's the question based on? L'cha'ora, you should not be allowed. Why? Because the Sa'ir of Kippur is mechapir on stuff that the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is not mechapir. And therefore, when you designated it for Kippur, that was for Kavanah for what? Where you only had Yedi'ah b'tchilah v'lo Yedi'ah b'sof. Now you want to use it for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is mechapir for stuff that's a tahor she'achal, tameh. And therefore, you might have you could argue with me and tell me that since when you designated for Kippur, it's only mechapir for those items of Kippur, you're not going to be able to use it now for a Rosh Chodesh Korban that's mechapir for something totally different according to the Bishimon. Whereas according to the Meir, all the items are mechapir on the same stuff. So therefore, what do I care? Whatever Rosh Chodesh is mechapir for, Kippur is mechapir for. So therefore, if you lost it on Kippur and you found later, I'll bring it on Rosh Chodesh. What do I care? It's the same kaparat. It encompasses the same item. But according to the Bishimon, that each item is exclusive to itself. So therefore, can you bring the Sa'id of Kippur? Can you bring it on Rosh Chodesh at a later time? Then had to give what Mishnah says. What did he answer him? Amru lo. Now she can say baze. Amalem yikribu. There's no problem. You can do it. Amru lo. They told him. Huil ve'en kaparatan shaveh. He'ach kerevim ze baze. What are you talking? The kapara is not equal. How could you bring a kippur item that's mechaper only for yediyah b'tchilah to bring it on Rosh Chodesh was mechaper on a tahor she'achal tameh? It's two different kaparas. How could you do it? Amar lahem kulan ba'ir mechaper otomat b'gnash v'kadasha. He says there's a general commonality between all of them. They're all metameh on things that have to do with entering the Beit HaMikdash or eating things that are Kodesh. So since generally they're all the same item, you can mix and match. If you didn't bring the Kippur one, you can bring it on us. And it will be mekaper for its exclusive item. Since they have a commonality between them, Tumat Mekdash Mekadashav. Good? Let's read that in Rashi now. Look at Rashi. Ayah Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hayde nakad la mishud ba'ed wa man amru lo ma'u shikrimu ze baze. Im abad se'ir shufrash shumikrimu. They forgot they lost the Yom Kippur item. ונתקפרו באחד, באחד, they used another one. And now they found the original. ונמצא זה ברגל או בראש חודש. מהו שקרים לשם סעירו של יום? Can you bring the lost one of Kippur on the regular one on ראש חודש? So he told me, yeah. So the Rashi says, היאך יקריבו, ועלו כשהופרש זה לא לכפר על כפרה זו הופרשה. Which means, how can you tell me it's good? When you designated it on Kippur, it was only מכפר for what Kippur is mechaper? How can you designate that for something else, which is mechaper on totally different items? But be meir the kamal the abishlamah iyam in kulan kaparatan shavei yikrav shere kulan kaparatan achat mechaperim. According to the meir, no problem, because all the kaparats are the same for each one of them. El ledidach ze ufrash kaparat she'en ba yidi abit chanav she'en ba yidi al basof he'ach yikrav lechavim leger she'al she'en ba yidi alu bet chanav basof or shchot kaparat tol shechad tamei. How can this item over here of Kippur, which is only a case of yesh yidi'ah b'tchilah, how can it mechaper on a case of regalim, which is en yidi'ah lo b'tchilah lo b'sof, or a case of Rosh Chodesh, which is ta'or she'achal tameh? How can that work? So he says, kulan ba'im nechaper atumat mekdash gashav kol dehu vekevan debekak shavim. Since there's a commonality in the principle that it's mechaper on tumat mekdash gashav, even though the specific kapara is different, yachol hu nikaren. When you designated on Kippur, it was designated for Tumat Mekdash Kadashah. Which case? That's specific. But so long as the concept, the general concept, is equal to all of them, you can mix and match if you did not bring one for the other. Wait till comes again when the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omen mishemo.
That's the first Rabbi Shimon we have. And there's another version of Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Shimon is who? Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Anytime it says Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a different shot. Well, that's what everybody says. Seire Rashi Chodashi Mechapirim ala Tahor Sheakal et Tameh.
Okay, that's good. That stays the same.
Seire Rashi Chodashim, what is it Mechapir for? Atameh Sheakal Kodesh.
Mosif Alehem Shel Regalim Shemechapirim Al Tahor Sheakal et Tameh.
The regalim is mechaper on two items. Not only tameh she'achal kodesh, but also when there was no yidi'ah, not in the beginning and not in the end. Also, that's very different. Because now we learn that the regal is mechaper for two situations.
Mosif alim shemekamim kippur is even more. She'em mechaper matahol she'achal tameh, ha'she'em ba yidi'ah lo b'tchilah lo b'sof, ha'she'em ba yidi'ah b'tchilah, ha'yesh ba yidi'ah b'sof.
So kippur is mechaper on everything. The galim, 2 out of 3. Seir Chodesh, 1 out of 3. Yeah? New version of the Bishamon. 3, 2, 1.
Amru lo, asked the same question. Mau shiiknebu ze baze.
Can you bring one korban on the other day?
Tanat Gemara Mishnah says, Amar lehem hen.
Yeah, why not? You can mix and match.
Amru lo imken yiyu shel yom kippurim kerevin berashi chodashim.
He says, I don't have a problem to bring kippur on any of the other days. No problem, because kippur has all three kaparot. So therefore, if you lost the kippur korban and then found it, I don't have a problem to bring it on regel, and I don't have a problem to bring it on Rosh Chodesh, because bottom line, the kippur is all inclusive. It's mekaper for three. I agree with you on that, Rabbi Shimon.
אבל האק שראשי חודשים קרבים ביום הכיפורים לכפר כפרה שאין השאלה.
Exactly. How could you bring the Rosh Chodesh on Kippur? Let's say they lost the Rosh Chodesh Korban and they found it. The Rishon was to bring it on Kippur. How you bring on Kippur? Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper one item. Kippur is mechaper three. When you designated it for Rosh Chodesh, only designated for an item of one. And it's not going to be mechaper for the Kippur items. So how could you tell me you could use it? Yes? Same answer. Now what? The general, they're all for the same concept. The chaper tumat mekdash v'kadashav, and therefore you can mix and match. If you lost one, you can bring the other one for it. So therefore, so far we have two shitot in the Bishimon, what the three items are mechaper for. But regardless, the Bishimon always has a principle. You can mix and match. If you lost one korban and found it, you can bring it on a. Now that the animal serve as the kapara for what it's supposed to be mechaper. Now the Mishnah goes on and discusses a new case. Ba'azadon tumat mikdash mekadashav. Oh, we never discussed this now. This is talking about Zadon. The guy's a mezid. The guy on purpose went tameh into the mikdash, or he ate kodesh b'mezid. And Zadon tumat mikdash mekadashav. There's no korban on a mezid. So how do you get kapara on a mezid? So it says, Sa'ira na'asa bifnim v'yom kippurim mechaperim. Okay, very important. The sa'ir that they bring inside in the Kodesh on Yom Kippurim, and the day of Kippur itself is going to be mechaper. Okay, so you need Kippur. Now this, till now, our Mishnah was discussing a very narrow case. You're discussing Tum'at, Mikdash, V'kadashah. But that's only one of the mitzvot in the Torah. What about all the other averot in the Torah? So the Mishnah continues. Al-sh'ar averot sheba Torah. And the rest of the averot of the Torah. Kalot v'hamurot. I don't know what kalot v'hamurot is. We gotta wait for the Gemara to explain what the kalot and what the hamurot are. Zedonot v'shigagot. Whether you did it b'zadon on purpose or shogeg. Hoda, whether you knew you did the Avera, Velo Hoda, or whether you didn't realize you made the Avera,
Ase lo tase. What's a positive commandment or a negative commandment? Keritot, hayav karet, mitot bedin or mitot bedin, sa'ir, a mishtaleach, mechaper. Okay, that's the sa'ir that they would throw off the mountain on Yom Kippur, the Kuvim mitvadeh. All the averot of Klal Yisrael, and that would be mechaper. Okay, that's a big item. So for everything else, all other sins, kiritot, mitot bedin. I guess you have to say without edim. If there was edim on a hayu mit bedin, you get the sekira, which means he did a zadon. All these other items, mitzvat aseh, mitzvat lo taseh, kiritot, mitot bedin, the sin of mishtaleach is going to be mechaper. For who? Echad Yisraelim, ve'echad Kohanim, ve'echad Kohen Mashuach. That's the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha. They all get kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleyat. The Seir HaMishtaleyat is not non-discriminatory. Everybody gets kapara. Oh, ma ben Yisraelim the Kohanim and Kohen Mashuach. But what is the difference between Yisrael and the Kohanim and the Kohen Mashuach? It's a funny question. But you just told me everybody's equal. Assuming they're equal in everything. Then you ask me a question. So what are they different? Well, I will explain that little discrepancy over there. Mashma, they're equal in everything. Had Yisraelim, ve'had Kohanim, ve'had Kohen Mashuach, Shemen HaMishcha. And then you tell me, what are they different? Okay. Ela shehapar mechaper ala Kohanim al tum'at mekdash ve'kadasha. Let's go slow. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol bring a pot for himself, and it says vitvadeh, he would make a vidui on his pot, and it would sprinkle the blood bifnim. What is this vidui for? If you're telling me that all the avonot are fixed by the Seir HaMishtaleach, so what in the world is he making a vidui on the pot for? I thought everything is covered in the Seir HaMishtaleach. That the Mishnah answers, tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. Till now, we learned tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. If a guy went into the mikdash and he realized he was tameh, or he ate kodesh and he realized he was tameh, they have either sa'ir,
inside,
outside, and all that other stuff. But the Kohen, if he does the same avon that Israel does, his kapara is not on the sa'ir. His kapara is on the par that he brings on Yom Kippur and makes the vidui on. Good. So therefore, sa'ir mishtaleyar is everything for everybody. Tum'at mikdash v'kadashav for everybody, it's the se'irim respectively, whatever se'ir covers it. But for Kohen Mashuach, for tum'at mikdash v'kadashav, he needs the par that he brings on Yom Kippur. Good, that's an amazing thing. Just because it's a Kohen, he needs a different korban to make kapara on the same sin that everybody else gets a kapara on a different korban. Right, continue reading. The Bishim Onome, we finished the Mishnah. The Bishim On says, Kishem Shedam Sa'ir Nahasa Bifnim Mechaper Al Israel, Kak Dam Apar Mechaper Al HaKohanim. Kishem Shividuyo Shisrael Mishnah Mechaper Al Israel, Kak Viduyo Shepar Mechaper Al HaKohanim. What does the Bishim On say? Bishim On says a big Hadush. Look at Rashi. First wide line. The Bishmon Omer, Lachlok Ba, he came to argue. Al Sheomer Le Ma'la, you just told me above. Echad Kohanim, Echad Yisraelim, Shavim Bekapara, Shahar Avinu Salam Mishtalayah, Ve'er Chalukim Bekapara, Tanem Tumah Mekdash Kodesh. The only difference between Kohanim and everybody else is what? Tumah Mekdash, Kamar Bishmon. Keshem She'ata Modeh Be'dam Sa'ir Apinimi. Just like you agreed to me, when you sprinkle the Dam Sa'ir Apinimi, Shemechaper Ha'isir Kaparato, Ve'lo Shum Vidui, Ela kaparat hazayat adam she'en bividui b'sa'ir apinimi ela b'mishtaleyah, which means when you bring the inner sa'ir, there's no vidui in the inner sa'ir. What's the kapara on the inner sa'ir? What do we say the inner sa'ir is mechaper on? Yedi'ah b'tchila ve'en yedi'ah b'sof. So you didn't realize it yet, so you need a tikkun, you need a korban to stave off the yisurin until you bring the korban. So What?
And mizid,
right? And mizid also. And what is the Seir HaMishtaleyach mechaper? How is the Seir HaMishtaleyach mechaper? Just by sprinkling the blood. So the Mishnah says, just like the Sa'ir is mechaper for Klal Yisrael, by the sprinkling of the blood, and you don't need a vidui, just the sprinkling itself. Kach dam apar mechaper belo shum vidui al kohanim al tumat mekdash v'kadashah. the Kohanim, what's Mechaper on their Tum'at Mikdash Mekadasha? The par. Everybody agrees, the par is that item. But you know what Rabbi Shimon says? You don't need vidui. Just like Israelim don't need vidui on their sa'ir for the same sin, the par doesn't need vidui, the Kohen doesn't need vidui for the par. So what do you make a vidui then for? Then what does the vidui do? According to the first rabbi, it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for tumat kadashim v'kadashat. So I understand what you have the vidui for. But according to the Mishnah, he says, nah, just like for everybody else, the sa'ir bifnim, the dam is mechaper, so too for the Kohen, the par, the dam is mechaper. Oh, so what is he making? He says, v'tvada alav. What are you making the vidui for? So she says, Aita, three lines to the bottom. Aita le vidui shel par, b'mkom viduyo shel sa'ir mishtaleach lekapel hakohanim b'shar averot ve'en al kapara b'seir mishtaleach. So this one says, regular kohanim, they don't get kapara on the seir mishtaleach. All the other averot that all Klai Yisrael get kapara on the seir mishtaleach, the kohanim get kapara on the vidui of the par. So it comes out like this. Because according to the first shita argues with Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, everybody gets kapara on the seir mishtaleach. That's ben kohanim, ben yisraelim, ben kohen mashuah, mitzvah taaseh, mitzvah lo taaseh, karet, mitot bedin, shogeg, zur zadon. That's seir mishtaleach. Oh, so then what does the kohen have a special kapara on this par that he brings in and he makes a vidui? Oh, that's for his item. Tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. I thought that's covered by the Sa'ir Bifnim. That's for everybody else. The Kohen, for whatever reason, he's special. He needs his own item. Comes to Bishamon and says, nah, I agree with you that the pod is for Tumat Mekdash for Kadashav. But just like the Sa'ir for everybody else is vidui-less, you don't need a vidui and it's Mechaper, so too the pod just to sprinkle above Mechaper for the Kohen. Also, what do you need the vidui of the pod for? That's for all the stuff that everybody else gets covered by the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. The vidui of the part of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's mechaper on the Aser, or Taser, Zadon, Mitabedin, and the Kiddush. So we have a fantastic halachah between Rabbi Shimon and who's arguing with him? First Shita would be, I guess, the Tanakama, which is Stamar Rabbi Meir, that is arguing on him. So that is again the Mishnah and all its ramifications. Now the Gemara is going to go back and explain each one of these cases. So why don't you just read the top Tosafot of the Masechet Shivuot. Ha-de-lo patach ay Masechet kol kinuye Shivuot kishvuot kede patach nedarim ve-nazir. She is when the Mishnah opened up in Nedarim, said all the nicknames of Nedarim, or all the different forms of Nedarim are like Nedarim. All the different forms of accepting a Nezirut are like Nezirut. How come when it came to Shavuot, it didn't start off? All acceptances of Shavuot are like Shavuot. Mishum detana memakot kasavik. Which means, because our Mishnah Shavuot is falling off of Masechet Makot. And I guess at the end of Makot, we discussed cases of Shivu'ah, Hutzlach Leftoah B'Shtayim Shin Arba, Ve'u'il Ve'lo Matzeh Pata B'Kinuyeh Tulo Had Shashanot Ahar Kach. Good. Which means, he's starting off telling me, the Tana is really coming off from Masechet Makot. I guess at the end of Masechet Makot, we discussed some cases of Shivu'ot, so therefore we started off also Shivu'ot, with the word Shivu'ot Shtayim Shin Arba. It's Nedarim and Nazir is its own item. It's not coming off anything. So then we started off the way we want to. But here, since it's a continuation of something we learned at the end of Makot, so therefore we're continuing it. Vim Tomar, Amaylo Tani Yidiot Beresha, Nabiklekati Beresha. How come the Mishnah didn't start off with Yidiot? Because if you look in the Torah, the law of Tum'at Mekdash is written before the law of Shivuot, of Bitui Sfatayim. So why did the Mishnah not write it in that order? The main masechet, by the way, is not Tum'at Mekdash v'Kadashah. The main masechet is Shavuot. The Beseder Yeshuot Ka'eh. Yeshuot is Nezikim. This is written in Nezikim. And the main thing we're going to learn in Shavuot is making a swear, you owe me money, you damaged. So the main topic is Shavuot. Nizikin's got nothing to do with Korbanot. Nizikin's got nothing to do with Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav. So therefore, even though we're discussing a lot of Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav, the Mishnah's not talking about Shivuot to tell you this is the main item of the Masechet. That's what it's doing in Nizikin. V'Agav Shivuot, once already we discuss Shivuot, in Yidiot. Why do we discuss Yidiot at Tumat Bechlal? Bishum Degabe Hadadi Ketivan. It's written together in the Pesukim. If you look in Vayikra here, there's two Pesukim back to back to each other. The case of Mikdash, Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav, and the case of Shivu'ah Bitui Sfatash. Since they're written back to back to each other, so the Mishnah discussed them. Where is the Gemara? In a Mishnah, the meaning of the Shivu'ot Ketivim Bechlal Bereshav and a Fish Kitata, okay, fine, that's the second answer. Okay. Okay, the Bible Tosfot just discusses a yad of grammar. If you look at the Mishnah, our Mishnah says Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Shtayim is Nekeva. Shavuot is Nekeva. Yidiot also is Nekeva. Shtayim Shen Arba. Yitziot also is Nekeva. Shtayim Shen Arba. Marot Negaim Shnayim. That's already a Shnayim. That's already a Zachar. You see the difference between the Mishnah right away? The first three are Shtayims, because they're Nekeva, and the fourth item is Shnayim. So Tosfot says, Marot Negaim Shnayim Garcina, but no Shtayim. Demar'e Lashon Zachar. Even though we're saying Marot Negaim, Mar'e is a Zachar language. That's why we use the Lashon. Shnayim, Shen Arba'a. Arba'a is also Zachar. That's one of the idiosyncrasies of the language. Arba is Nekeva without a he, and Arba'a with a he becomes Zachar. In any event, since this last item is a Zachar item, goes Mareh, Kedektiv, Et Mareh Gadol Hazeh, Mutnad Naham Masechet Negaim, Amayta Mezbeah Mekdash, Marot Negaim, Rebid Osa Ben Akres, Omeh Shenosha V'Shisha, Omeh Alo Omeh Shef'im U'Shnayim. Good, so you see over there clearly that it's a Zachar language. That's just a technical point in the Mishnah. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.